This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
What is up, good people? It is Tuesday, December 23rd, the second half of Sports Talk getting underway. Steve Geller, Charlie Long bringing it until 7 p.m. That's when Mike Hawes takes over on the Saints Hour. His special guest tonight, GM Mickey Loomis and wide receiver Chris Olave. Definitely don't want to miss that, folks. Coming up 7 p.m. on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. I say that because coming up at 6:30 on the big 870 AM. We got Pelicans basketball as the Birds look to win another one. Six straight they're going for in Cleveland this evening. We'll be keeping tabs of that, and you can listen to that on the big 870 AM. The Saints practice today, albeit it was a walkthrough since there is no practice on Thursday, thankfully. They're not going to be Grinch and make the players come in on Christmas. To help us talk all things black and gold right now, our sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, also WWL digital content producer. Jeff, how's it going, man? This week seems to be going slow already. We're just at Tuesday, though.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, though. It's a slow Christmas week is a good Christmas week, as I always say.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we saw the last home performance for the black and gold. Thankfully, though, it was a successful one. The team dominated the New York Jets and could have even been a bigger blowout if they were able to convert more touchdowns instead of field goals. But overall, definitely have a much more positive vibe about this team going into the final two games than you had in the first half of the season. We kind of joked, I know, on the Inside Black and Gold podcast about, man, we thought, you know, for sure they'd be a top three draft pick, maybe top five. But now it's looking like, hey, this team could be in top 10, top 12 pick right now. We'll see how things shake out. But overall, just a really big positive momentum swing in the black and gold's favor right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of become a broken record at this point. But, you know, the team throughout this whole process has been very insistent that, you know, the record is what the record is, but the process is the right process. Everyone was locked in. Everyone was doing things the right way. And it was frustrating because the results weren't coming, but they felt like if they held the course, it would. And so that's what makes, you know, this past month such a encouraging thing for this team. Obviously, the quarterback is a big part of that. And when you feel like the quarterback is where he needs to be, they're going to have positivity. That's going to engender positivity and confidence. But I think just up and down the across the board, really, you know, on offense and defense, you've seen some really impressive performances. You've seen Chris Olave put together a career day, two touchdowns, 148 yards. Juwan Johnson has turned into, you know, just a magnet in terms of, I think he's caught 16 of his last 17 targets over the last three games. You know, it's the guy that we talked about needing to clean up the drops. Well, he's done that. On the defense, he had 8 sacks, and that defensive line has really been kind of letting it eat the last few weeks. You've been stopping the run. You've been doing it. You've been playing the type of football you need to play to win games, you know, and while it came later in the season that you'd want it to, I think there's a lot of confidence in that room. And I think the fans should have confidence, and I think a lot of them do, that, you know, this is going to bleed over into next season, and you're going to be able to come back and, you know, run this defense kind of as more of a finely tuned machine than it was to start. You know, Tyler Shuck's going to have a whole offseason to, you know, improve and continue to refine his game and hopefully make that kind of year two leap that we talk about a lot with at the quarterback position. It's frustrating because it came so late. I know that's what Cam Jordan talked about that in his press conference after the game. It's like you kind of wish there was 5 more games, because if there were, you know, maybe you give yourself a chance, but it is what it is. At the end of the day, you know, you got a chance to go out to Tennessee, win a 4th game in a row. You know, Tyler Shuck gets to kind of show off across from Cam Ward, and you can kind of see, you know, just where those two stand against each other. You know, anytime you're drafted and whenever you're in the same class as another quarterback, you're always going to be compared to those guys. Same going to be the same thing with Jackson Dart. It's muted optimism because the season's going to end in 2 weeks and it's not going to be a postseason run, but there's a lot of good reasons to be excited about, you know, how things are going for the Saints. And honestly, across the street for the Pelicans too, they're going to play again tonight. They're in Cleveland. But a lot of winning going on the last couple weeks, which, you know, I forgot what that felt like.
8-0 combined in their last 8 yeah. games, which is awesome. Go Birds. We'll see what happens with Cleveland. But Jeff, you talked about some of the players that have really been growing at the end of the year and having great performances. But also, it's something that we had brought up with Scott Shanley when we had him on last week about Kellen Moore and the confidence that he's getting with this streak that the Saints are going on at the end of the season, that, you know, his process is working. The players obviously haven't quit. I remember the post-game interview that you did with Charlie Smith where he had mentioned that specifically, that nobody's quit on Kellen Moore by any stretch of the imagination, that they all still believe in what he's preaching, and they're all still bought into the system and the culture that he's building with the black and gold. So also not just the rookie quarterback with Tyler Shuck that everybody's been, you know, on their train for, correctly so, but also the rookie head coach and Kellen Moore and what he's been doing throughout the season as well.
Yeah, and I think he's getting a lot more comfortable in his role as head coach. And it was always going to be a learning process for him, just like any first-year player, any first-year coach. You know, it takes a little while, I think, to kind of find your footing. And, you know, there's been instances this year where we've questioned the play calling or maybe some in-game decision-making, stuff like that. But I think he's always had a pretty good finger on the pulse of that locker room and what you need in a locker room to kind of build that culture. And Juwan Johnson said this after the game. It's like everything, and it's very true. Like when things are going well, when you're winning a bunch of games, your culture really never gets tested. You have a culture of winning, but the winning kind of overrides a lot of the negativity. When you're having a bad season, when you're 2-10, that's when that kind of situation gets tested, right? And, you know, the vibes were great last year in the first 2 weeks when you were blowing everybody out. Then you lost 7 in a row. And the kind of true strength of that locker room was really kind of shown, and it was not particularly strong from a culture perspective. So, you know, I think that's, to me, what makes me feel confident about what this team is building is, you know, the culture in that locker room is very positive. And you've had guys talking about it all season, but until they kind of put the wins together and kind of put the performances out there, it's all talk. I think Kellen, you know, I don't know if it's because he's a former player, former quarterback, he just resonated with a lot of these players in a lot of very important ways. And I think one of the smartest things he did was to make sure, hey, we got these veteran players. You got DeMario Davis. You got Cam Jordan. You know, you bring in a Justin Reed. Like, these are and even Alvin Kamara on offense. Like these are the players that are going to kind of resonate for you. Like, you're going to have a message. You're going to send that out into the locker room, but you need that to be carried by the kind of standard bearers of your team. And he made sure that those guys knew how important they were. And I think that's been a big part of this kind of building for the Saints.
Jeff, you mentioned Alvin Kamara there. He's missed a ton of time now, I think the last month, with a knee and ankle issue. 2 games left, no playoffs are on the table. Is there a realistic chance we see him suit up again this season, or nah?
I mean, realistic, yeah. I mean, if it wasn't a possibility, they would have just put him on injured reserve. I don't see why they would have just kept him hanging around if it wasn't a possibility. Would it make sense? Probably not. I mean, let's be real. Like, we got two games left. You assume he'll be back next year. I think maybe that's the only thing. If the kind of writing's on the wall that maybe he's going to retire or they're going to move on, you know, maybe you do bring him back for kind of like a send-off in Week 18 against the Falcons. Like, that's the only thing I could think of that would kind of be a motivating factor. But I think you just got to kind of look at this offense and say, all right, you got Audric Estime, you got Evan Hall, maybe you got Nyheim Hines. If you add Alvin to that mix, great. Otherwise, Taysom Hill is going to be a big part of that. So I don't know. I think Alvin wouldn't mind playing again. I think he's a football player, but at a certain point, you're talking about a 30-year-old running back, and what do you stand to gain from bringing him back, dealing with a knee injury? So I guess no, but I don't know. If it was a straight no, then he'd be on injured reserve right now.
Jeff, your early thoughts on the Titans matchup? We talked with Schlereth about it. Schlereth's called a bunch of Titans games so far this year. Cam Ward has shown these flashes, man, where he just looked, that's the 101. That guy's got electric arm talent. He's extending plays and keeping his eyes downfield and throwing these darts to his receivers. And the receiving core for Tennessee specifically is also young. Calvin Ridley is out for the year. So I was looking at their numbers, and the second, third, and fourth guy on their receiving yards leaderboard, all rookies. It's Gunnar Helm, Jamari DK, Alec Ioman, are all rookie picks from this past year's draft alongside Cam Ward. So they're kind of growing together, but at the same time, you know, there's been times where they just let him down, if it kind of makes sense. It feels like it's a dangerous offense that maybe is starting to feel a little bit confident after what they did to Steve Spagnuolo's defense this past week against the Kansas City Chiefs. You can say what you want about Pat Mahomes being out and them on their third-string quarterback after Gardner Minshew got hurt as well in that game. But at the same time, the Chiefs' defense is still a proud unit, and that was maybe Cam Ward's best game as a pro.
Yeah, they did to the Chiefs what the Saints did to the Jets, right? Like, it was a very similar situation. Titans have also, you know, won two of their last three. So this is a matchup of teams that have won five of the last six games. You know, they're not phoning it in either, which is good to see for a team that does need to figure something out. They don't know who their head coach is going to be next year. That's obviously a question. You know, I wish I could say I knew more about the Titans at this stage. I need to do some studying throughout the week because, you know, the Titans are in the same boat as the Saints in that they didn't have any primetime games either. So when am I watching the Titans play, right? It's kind of difficult. But no, I mean, from what I've seen from Cam Ward, he seems to be getting better as the season goes on. You know, he's a guy that can just make some wow throws. You know, the Saints got a good look at him during the scouting process, even though he was going to go number one overall. You know, they did their due diligence. They sat down with him. They had their meetings. And so they'll have a good idea of what he's able to do. Tony Pollard as well. Kellen Moore coached Tony Pollard with the Cowboys, so he knows Tony pretty well. Tajay Spears obviously was at Tulane, so we're all very familiar with Tajay. But I think this is another game where I look kind of the defense for the Titans and I say, okay, that defensive line is daunting. You know, Jeffrey Simmons is one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL. I think Sebastian Joseph Day is kind of a slept-on edge rusher, defensive end. That's pretty good. And he was with the Jaguars for a while, and it was really impressive there. Arden Key, obviously, an LSU guy. So, you know, it's going to be one of those matchups that, you know, who wants it more, right? And that's a cliche, but this time of year, that's really what it's about. And it's going to be cold. It might be raining, which if it is, that would be the fifth rain game the Saints have had this year, which, yeah.
I was going to tell you, bundle up.
Yeah, right. At least in Tampa, it was like 70 and rainy. This will be like 40. That's like the worst case scenario. It's not cold enough to snow, but it's freaking cold. That's like recipe for pneumonia right there. So won't be pleasant one way or the other. So we'll see. Yeah, I feel like this is going to be an interesting game to kind of get a read on. Okay, how mature is Tyler Shuck? And can he go into those elements and take down a team that's not very good? It's worth mentioning Tyler Shuck and Cam Ward faced off last year when Louisville went over to Miami, and it was a lot of fireworks in that game. I think Tyler Shuck had four touchdown passes, no interceptions, like 340 yards. Cam Ward had over 300 yards, three touchdown passes. I think his score was like 51-45 or something like that. So maybe we'll see another game like that, because I think both of these offenses have the ability to be a little explosive if they can get it together, and we'll see how that goes. I'd like to see the Saints put up 30 points in a game this season. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, definitely, Jeff. The getting into the end zone has been the biggest crux of this black and gold bunch. They've been able to move the ball, but yeah, just finding pay dirt has been an issue. At least they've got an uptick in that with Tyler Shuck taking over that center of the offense, being able to get on the board more. But looking at this running game, too, for me, Jeff, you know, you mentioned we're going to find out more about Alvin Kamara this week to see what happens with him. We know that Audric Estime, Evan Hola, your main guys right now. Can Taysom Hill, that role we saw him in against the New York Jets, can we get more of that maybe against the Tennessee Titans this week?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to. I mean, Alvin didn't practice today, and it was a walkthrough, so if he was going to get back to practice this week, he would have been out there, and I would imagine, today. So I don't expect to see him. You know, Foster Moreau is probably going to miss the game as well, ankle injury. You know, he and Brian Brzee both are probably not going to be out there. But no, I mean, what are you saving him for, right? I think you're going to get a lot of Taysom Hill. And the only question is, can you continue to be creative? I think that's what I appreciated about Taysom Hill in this last game compared to the Taysom Hill we've seen throughout the season. Is just they got very creative with how they used him, right?
Yeah.
And go back to the 2022 season, and you know, there was a lot of things I wasn't a fan of with the Pete Carmichael offense, but one of the things I did appreciate was how creative he got with Taysom Hill, and that was probably Taysom's best season in terms of how he impacted the game from all around the offense, all around the formation. And you got him into the action as a pass catcher, you got him into the action as kind of a ball carrier at the quarterback position, as kind of that wildcat quarterback. You got him into the action as just a straight up running back with handoffs and reverses. He threw a pass. Like that's what Taysom's supposed to be. He's not supposed to be just this kind of pigeonholed, like, I'm a short yardage back, I'm going to get you that 1 yard. He's effective in those situations, but that's not what we came to understand as the Joker, jack of all trades, Taysom Hill. So I'm hopefully he can continue to do that and just kind of, I don't know, add some entertainment value to these last few games, because I don't know if Taysom's going to be back next year. So we need to get our money's worth while we can. But I also like Audric Estime. I think he's been a solid back for this team. He's doing everything that you need him to do. I wouldn't mind seeing him get featured a little bit more than he did in this past game, because when they give him the ball, he seems to do something with it.
Jeff, definitely appreciate your time as always. What you got going on at WWL.com for folks to check out?
Oh, it's a slow day, man. It's a slow day. This is usually an off day, so not a ton, but you can go check out what Kellen Moore said yesterday when he was on with us, and also have something up about Tyler Shuck and what he had to say to the media. A lot of talk about, you know, preparation, improving, getting better each week, which, you know, I think anyone who watches him out there can appreciate, because he's a different guy than we saw in camp, and it's really a cool thing to see a guy develop the way he has throughout the course of the season. So we'll have something on that. You can also check out our podcast, Inside Black and Gold. That's up there as well. Go check that out.
Awesome stuff, Jeff. Talk to you tomorrow morning. And yeah, we're going to be playing that Tyler Shuck audio right after the break. So great tease, man.
Sounds good, y'all. Have a good one.
That was Jeff Nowak, our Saints sideline reporter and WWL digital content producer, joining us. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, like I said, we're going to hear from the rookie, Tyler Shuck, shucking it up, getting ready for a trip to Tennessee. Coming right back with more right after this, folks, on WWL.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, folks. At the half in the Caesar Sutter Dome right now, New Orleans Bowl, Southern Miss leading Western Kentucky 13-6. Meanwhile, over in Cleveland and over on 870 AM, the Pelicans and Cleveland Cavaliers about to get underway. The Birds going for a sixth straight victory. Tyler Shuck spoke to the media today as the Black and Gold prepare for their Sunday bout in Tennessee. Shucking it up here on Sports Talk. Let's hear what the rookie QB had to say.
What is the area that stands out most, that now having seven games of experience that like you've improved at the most, that you could only improve at with game reps?
I think just understanding the importance of keeping the ball moving forward and how important and vital negative plays are for a defense and how that can throw things off, whether it's penalties, you know, sacks, turnovers, all that stuff. And I think anytime we can kind of keep the ball moving forward, me doing my job of extending plays, you know, finding quick throws, taking those shots, I think it just sets drives apart. You don't want to be in those third and long situations where, you know, it's tough sledding. So I think that's, for me, it's been a really, really cool learning moment, is just far as, you know, you have to be so dialed as far as that priest that way, because, you know, defenses and, you know, defensive fronts are too good to be able to just, you know, throw it too many times where you're just in drop back the whole game.
You mentioned your preparation just a bunch of times about confidence and like why you feel like you're ready for this month. Like, what does that look like to you? Like, are you playing the script through your head all week? Like, what is the process of getting prepared kind of look like?
Yeah, I think it's just taking it day by day. You know, when you're installing the game plan, whenever you're done watching the game, you're rewatching that tape, and how can you get better from there? What did you do well? What can you get better from? How can you build that into your bank going into this week when you get those next practice reps? And then it's preparing for your next opponent, getting a feel for them, watching those games, and then going right into the base game plan, down a distance and mastering those play calls and what we're trying to attack versus certain fronts and coverages, and then going into third downs and then making sure, you know, I feel great about third downs and what we're going to see there, and staying, you know, those extra hours there, and then the next day being red zone, and then kind of contextualizing it all at the end of the week and running through it again. And so for me, it's just, you know, if I felt like I've seen it before, then I feel prepared. And most of the time, there's going to be stuff you haven't seen. So there is a football element, and, you know, the defenses do a really good job of mixing things up. So you have to trust your footwork, trust your eyes, trust the play call, and then just kind of take over from there. So that's why, I mean, that's why it's so fun, because, you know, there is a preparation element, and that's where you get that confidence, and then you have that confidence for maybe it's not the exact look, but you kind of trust that work that you put into this point to go out there and execute it.
Quarterback drafting is so strange, and then there's like pockets of the draft, like either go 1, 2, or 3, or like how did you take that during the evaluation process when it was just like that you weren't in the conversation for like a number one overall top 10 pick, and like didn't know whether it was going to be, like, did you not think of that, or did you think everyone's missing out, or like, you know what I mean,
I mean, I was excited for any opportunity, because I knew wherever I went that I was going to make the most of it, and I wanted to be in a great situation and just be on a great team with a great city, culture, all those things. And to me, pre-draft, New Orleans kind of checked all those boxes, so it was kind of a dream come true that way. But for me, my whole thought process was, I'm just going to have fun throughout it and be myself, show what I can do, and then just go from there. And, you know, I think everything will take care of itself, and I think you can't really get caught up in and all the pre-draft rankings, the draft rankings, the day before, it all changes. You know, you just got to go out there and do your thing. And, you know, that's their job to evaluate, and your job is to go out there and perform, execute.
Are those plays that you were sending Kellen, were they exclusive to, like, their guys' playbook, or is there stuff, like, from around the league or even your kind of college, like, it was, like, this school?
All of the above, yeah. We put in plays from my time in college, from around the NFL, or just even kind of drawing something up on a version of something else that we've ran. And, you know, obviously everyone runs similar plays, but how can you build it into what we're running this week? And maybe we like this a certain week. So there's just that, like I said, that's what he's really good at. I think he understands what, you know, what we're feeling throughout the week, what we're good, how we need to attack. So that's just a credit to him.
Kalina said he's kind of a night owl. Like, when do you get some of these texts? Like, yeah. Does he send you texts of ideas at night and you wake up?
I'll wake up at, you know, whenever I wake up in the morning, like 5:30, 6 a.m., and it's like 1 a.m. I'm like, what are you doing? It's kind of a weird, because I'll send it usually around 8 or 9 o'clock and I'm not getting a response. And I think hearing from the other coaches on staff, he's been that way the whole time. He'll obviously spend the time with his family, gets home, then he'll work. And yeah, I mean, any way you get it done. I usually like to do it in the morning. But for him, it works.
Kellen just talked about how much he liked your confidence during the draft process as well, especially during this stretch of success for you. If you reflect back, what was the conversations of potential between him and Tolzien, you know, for success?
I think they just understood that, you know, yeah, I may be 25 at the time, but I'd only played 30 or something games, and a lot of the adversity I'd went through really had helped me out more anything mentally, and I'd kind of seen all phases of the game in different roles, and it kind of, for lack of better words, humbled me. I understand that you have to earn it every single day, and I understand that I'm not perfect as a quarterback, and they understood that those growth opportunities of pocket presence, ball security, you know, different movements around the field, all those things, that's a growth opportunity for every single quarterback, and he, I think he just saw and believed in me, and that was really cool throughout that whole process to understand his perspective as a former quarterback, and you're always continuing to get better. You look at, you know, we've said it before that guys kind of playing really well into their 30s and late 30s, and it's like, well, how is that done? And I think it's just continual repetitions, continual growth that way. And I still have so much to learn and grow. So for me, that's where my body feels good, and I had just the broken bones, and that was where I was just very open and upfront about it. And I was confident in myself. And then, you know, if I'm good to go, then I'll be good to go. And I think they had that same mindset.
Personally, how do you feel about your growth and progress in these facets of the game this season?
I think it's continual. You know, I think obviously I'm doing whatever I can to win the game. And I think there's going to be good days and bad days. And, you know, how I think I can be better with ball security in the pocket. You know, I can be better with my feet on certain plays. And I think there's little things I'm always trying to improve on. And that's going to be the same for however many times I can do it.
You feel like there's more room for growth?
100%. Yeah, 100%. I mean, we left a lot out there. I mean, we didn't score. We only had 9 points at halftime. So it's not good. And we got to be able to finish in a lot of those areas. And that starts with me. So I think that's the exciting part. And Taysom said it after the games. You know, you feel good about the win and performance, but you also have this taste in your mouth where it's not good enough. And we're gonna find those ways to chink away at it.
What's that cleanup process look like? Because every time you come up here and you're like, I can do this better, it's like gone by the next week. Like, when you identify something, like, how does that work?
It really goes into intentionality through practice. As far as, it's hard to say it, you know, when you're watching film, but you got to kind of remind yourself of it when I'm going through practice. Like, hey, let's be great here with my eyes. Let's be great here checking the ball down or taking whatever it is. And let's be great there. And then as the week goes on and then just going out there throughout the game, you know, you have that, but you're just playing. So trying to make it a habit as much as you can. But at the end of the day, it's like I said, preparation leads to the confidence, leads to the just execution, and what you kind of fall back on. And mistakes are going to be made, and that's kind of part of it.
Does that take like a brutal honesty, like with yourself, and no ego, and
yeah, that kind of? Yeah, I'm brutally honest with my notes. As far as, you know, that's something I learned from Peyton Manning at the Manning Passing Academy, and I thought that was really cool. Is he would essentially cuss himself out in his notes, and essentially be really great on himself in his notes. Hey, great throw here, big time way to stand in there. I mean, just what are we effing doing here on this? You got to be better here. And it's like, if you have a high standard of yourself, and because we know, you know, us and the coaches are really the only ones that know, and the guys of what we're trying to do on any specific play. And if you can be hard on yourself there, if you can be, you know, speak life into yourself, be positive, that's the best thing you can do.
Talk about Cam Ward earlier, and no matter if it's the ACC or through the draft process, did you get a chance to know him? Do you have a personal relationship?
Yeah, I love that dude. He was just one of my favorite throughout that whole draft process because of, I think, what everything that he's been through as a player in his college background, transferring through multiple schools. We played in the same system at Texas Tech and Washington State. I knew he was going to have a great year at Miami because we had that similar role there, similar offenses. You know, he obviously had an incredible year. He's doing an incredible job this year. Everything that he's doing for that team, playmaking wise. So just a huge fan of his, and excited to obviously play against them and that team because they got a really good team.
You heard Tyler Shough talking about it right there at the end. It's going to be the number one overall pick in this year's draft. Cam Ward going against the 40th overall pick in Tyler Shough. Sure, they don't square off against each other on the field, but it's good storyline going into this matchup Sunday in Tennessee. Going to take a break, come back with more of Sports Talk. Stay tuned, folks, right after this on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, looking over in Cleveland. The Pelicans trailing the Cavs right now, 19-13, about 5:30 left in the first quarter. We've got Trey Murphy's put up 5 points so far for the Pels. Sadiq Bey, my man, 6 points for him and two off the bench for Zion Williamson in the early goings. Cavaliers have a 19-13 lead over the Pels. You can hear that over on the Big 870 AM. Taking a break to wrap things up. On Sports Talk, coming up, the Saints Hour at 7 with Mike Hawes, GM Mickey Loomis, wide receiver Chris Olave. Don't want to miss that. Meanwhile, we'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this, folks, on WWL. Wrapping up this Tuesday edition of Sports Talk. Meanwhile, coming up at 7 p.m., Mike Hawes hosting the Saints Hour. Special guest tonight, GM Mickey Loomis, as well as wide receiver Chris Olave. Check that out, 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, over on 870 AM, we got Pelicans basketball for you. The Birds are going for a 6th straight win. Right now, trailing the Cavaliers 25-17, about 2 minutes left in the first quarter. And Charlie, I know you said there's been a issue with turnovers early on.
It's either 3 straight or 3 of 4. Steve, I've been keeping an eye on it here. But Carlo blew a dunk, Zion turned it over, and then Jose turns it over. Pelicans are currently down 25-17 as they go for win number 6. Like, you can beat this Cavaliers team.
Yeah.
This Cleveland team can be had. They've had issues at home as well recently, but you're not going to do it by beating yourselves with all the turnovers. That's been something the Pelicans have been decent at in recent games and recent performances, is taking care of the ball. You can't have them. You just can't have the turnovers, especially against a team like Cleveland. So we'll see if they can clean it up a little bit here, but it's been an ugly first quarter. Granted, the Pelicans played an ugly game against the Mavericks and pulled it away late. So it's like we said earlier on, I think, Steve, Antonio Daniels had mentioned this on last night's broadcast, that the Pelicans had to learn how to win ugly.
Yeah.
And he thought that they did that against the Mavericks. We'll see if it's something similar tonight in Cleveland, but hopefully
they'll rear their ugly heads again.
Yeah, hopefully they can kind of get something going here past the first quarter, which has not been very good.
Folks, I remind everybody, tomorrow, Newell Norman, a very special show. Santa Claus joining him. Tell the kids, phone in and talk to Santa 10 to 1. That's on Newell Norman Show tomorrow here on WWL. Happy holidays to all. We're going to have the Saints Hour coming up next. Mike Hawes, Mickey Loomis, Chris Olave, Saints have won 3 in a row, going for another Sunday in Tennessee. Have a great one, folks. We'll be back with more Sports Talk tomorrow night. Who dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.